Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Night to Remember by Walter Lord stands as a monumental account of one of history's most harrowing and iconic disasters, the sinking of the RMS Titanic in April 1912. Published in 1955, Lord's riveting narrative delves deep into the Titanic's maiden voyage, marrying exhaustive research with survivor interviews to recreate the events of that fateful night with gripping precision. Unlike many historical accounts which distance themselves from their subject, Lord's work brings the reader aboard the Titanic, offering a vivid, almost moment-to-moment recounting of the luxury liner's descent into the icy waters of the Atlantic. Through A Night to Remember, readers witness the human dimensions of the tragedy, the heroisms, the cowardices, and the simple twists of fate that determined who lived and who perished. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the unsinkable ship. The Titanic was dubbed the unsinkable ship, an engineering marvel of its time. A Night to Remember explores the hubris behind this moniker, uncovering the technological advancements and design features that were believed to make the Titanic indestructible. Lord meticulously details the ship's innovations, such as its compartmentalized hull and automated watertight doors, juxtaposing these with the critical design flaws and the lack of adequate lifeboats, which contributed to the magnitude of the disaster. This section underscores not just the marvel that the Titanic represented in early 20th century engineering, but also serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of overconfidence in technology, highlighting the human cost of such errors. Secondly, the iceberg encounter, the collision with the iceberg, is the pivotal moment of the Titanic saga. Walter Lord's account scrutinizes the events leading up to the encounter, including the ignored ice warnings, the conditions of the sea, and the fateful decisions made on the bridge. Through survivor testimonies, readers get an almost minute-by-minute breakdown of how the disaster unfolded, from the initial impact to the chilling realization of the crew and passengers that the ship was doomed. Lord's narrative pays special attention to the reaction of the crew, the inefficacy of the response, and the ensuing panic, all of which played a crucial role in the unfolding tragedy. This chapter not only serves to detail the sequence of events, but also examines the human aspects of decision-making under pressure and the critical moments that turn an accident into a catastrophe. Thirdly, the lifeboats. One of the most harrowing aspects of the Titanic sinking, as detailed by Lord, is the story of the lifeboats. Despite the Titanic being equipped with the most advanced safety features of its time, it carried far too few lifeboats for its passengers and crew, a factor that significantly increased the death toll. Lord examines the launch of the lifeboats, the decision-making process regarding who would board them, and the ensuing chaos. His narrative critiques the lack of a coherent evacuation plan, the social dynamics at play which determined access to the lifeboats, and the bravery and sometimes incompetence of those charged with overseeing the evacuation. This section illuminates the disparities in survival rates among different social classes and genders, offering a poignant commentary on social inequality amidst disaster. Fourthly, the aftermath. Walter Lord dedicates significant attention to the immediate aftermath of the Titanic sinking, providing insights into the rescue operations, the societal reaction, and the inquiries that followed. Through survivors' stories, Lord paints a vivid picture of the trauma and loss faced by those who lived, contrasting it with the global shock and mourning that ensued. This section delves into the inquiries led by both the American and British governments, scrutinizing the testimonies, the evidence gathered, and the conclusions drawn regarding the causes of the disaster and the actions of the Titanic's crew. Lord's examination of the aftermath highlights the changes in maritime laws and safety practices that resulted from the tragedy, underscoring the Titanic's lasting impact on nautical safety regulations. Lastly, the legacy of the Titanic. The sinking of the Titanic left an indelible mark on the collective consciousness of the world, a legacy that Walter Lord captures with poignant clarity. Beyond the historical and maritime significance, Lord explores the cultural and psychological impact of the Titanic disaster. Through A Night to Remember, he delves into the stories of heroism, sacrifice, and human error, reflecting on how these narratives have been remembered and mythologized over time. Lord discusses the fascination with the Titanic that persists in popular culture, from literature to cinema, and how the disaster has become a symbol of human ambition, tragedy, and the relentless pursuit of progress despite its risks. This section contemplates the lessons humanity has gleaned from the tragedy and the reasons the story of the Titanic continues to captivate the imagination of generations. In conclusion, Walter Lord's A Night to Remember is more than just a recounting of the Titanic disaster. It's a compelling narrative that humanizes one of the most tragic events of the 20th century. Through meticulous research and survivor interviews, Lord manages to weave a story that is both educational and profoundly moving. This book is recommended for anyone interested in maritime history, disaster management, or the human aspects of tragedy. readers will find valuable lessons in the errors and oversights that led to the sinking, making it a crucial read for professionals in engineering, safety, and crisis management. Moreover, the book's exploration of human nature, survival, and societal responses to catastrophe provides deep insights that resonate beyond the specific context of the Titanic. Ultimately, A Night to Remember serves as a reminder of the limits of human arrogance and the importance of reckoning with the forces of nature. If you would like to support Walter Lord, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.